Peace to the family. Another beautiful day. Hopefully, you in that space of prosperity and abundance. Welcome to another episode of God Thoughts. I'm your brother, God Wynn. And this episode, like always, is just another episode to give you advice, provide you with information where you can position yourself to win. Today, I want to do a recap on my teaching. I have completed 9 years of teaching, going towards my 10th year. I have got my certification to become a principal, my license. I have graduated. I have a total of 3 degrees. And I just want to give a recap of my 9 years of teaching. So, over my span of 9 years, I probably have taught over 5,000 students plus. And within those 5,000 students, I have learned so much. My skills have sharpened. I have improved every year since I've been teaching because I focus on that. I focus on self-improvement in different aspects of my life, my love life, and also my career. And when I say teaching is the most fulfilling job that I have ever experienced, I really mean that. And I have experienced sales. I have experienced customer service. I have experienced like call center jobs. But by far, teaching has been so fulfilling. My 9 years... Every day I can say, and I know that every day coming into that classroom, I've been a positive person. I never came in the classroom mad. I never took my anger and frustration out on a student that was happening to me at home. I compartmentalized what was going on at home and my job. I never brought my home troubles to my job. I did my best to separate the two. But I can say in my beginning of my teaching years, I brought my job home to my family. And that's a big no-no. You have to learn how to decipher the two. In any industry that you're in, in any job that you are in, you have to decipher the two. You can't bring that home. I can say that every time I came in that classroom, I was ready to work. No days off. I was always focused on improving myself, but not only at providing students with strategies, information where they can better themselves. Because I always felt like as an educator, I just felt like a street version. I was just an OG offering game. I wanted the younger generation to be the best they can possibly be. I wanted to play part in seeing the younger generation grow and strive and accomplish so many different things. I want to be a part. I want to be a solution and not a problem. And I am a solution, not a problem, when it comes to the younger generation. I have taught 1 year at one particular school and 8 years at another school. And during that time, I have taught all students of all different races, all different backgrounds, all different shades and colors. And I did my best to build a relationship with each student I come in contact with. Now, if the student wanted the relationship, I was cool with that. If they didn't, I couldn't do nothing about it. I learned how to control what I can control and let go of the things that I can't control. And I think that's so vital as a man that you understand that. There's certain things that you just can't control. And I understood that. And I recognized that. And I praised myself for learning that. While teaching, I learned how to learn. I learned how to teach how to learn. And that's real big. I taught what to learn. But not only that, I focused on how to learn. Because there's different strategies that person can use for them to become intelligent. A person can use those different strategies to help retain the information, but not only that, retrieve the information. Because this is just my opinion. This is just my belief. I believe that you can't forget anything. It's all about how well you store information and how fast you can retrieve it. And one of the ways to help you restore information is by putting some type of emotional stamp on it. And I taught students how to do that. During my time as teaching, I'm still teaching now, but I know I'm about to transition to administration position soon. I have taught students. I have taught Shining Stars students. And I have taught students that was kind of rough on the edges. But I helped them clean that roughness off and clean themselves up. And unfortunately, I have taught students that was on the other side. That chose a life of crime. That chose a life of negativity. And all I could be is just a beacon. A beacon of hope for them. And why I'm making this video, because we all are in the position to teach. It may not be necessarily a classroom, but it can be your little brother, your little sister, or it can be a person outside your house, or a person inside your house, your mother, your cousin. We all get in the position to teach. Now the question is, do we take that position? Because we don't know everything. You don't know everything, I don't know everything. And everybody don't know everything. A lot of times we like to devalue our intelligence, our knowledge, because we feel like other people probably know what we know. And that ain't necessarily true at all. This is why it's important for you to have the platform, to create the platform where you can express yourself, your ideas. Not only to inform people, but also to put yourself in a position where people can challenge your thoughts and ideas. And by doing that, you start challenging your ideas and your thoughts. And that's where the growth comes. Because we don't know everything. During teaching, I'm saying this because my administration position is coming up soon. Sooner than I think. But just during this whole 10 year of teaching, I had some excellent days. Some real fulfilling days, and I had some tough days too. Some real tough days. But no matter what, I was persistent and I was aggressive. I knew what I wanted and I was persistent getting it, and I was aggressive in getting it. I understand that there's a time and place for everything, and I'm really mastering that understanding. And I understand that there's no box for me. There's no ceiling for me. Like, my talents is so transferable that I can go any industry, any position and flourish. Because I'm just that skilled. I'm skilled at learning. Like, I can learn things. And I recommend whoever's listening to this now, start investing your time into learning how to learn. If you can have that skill, opportunities is endless. There's no lane for you. They all, you know, you heard, stay in your lane. There's no lane for you if you skilled at learning. And that's how I am. I'm so skilled at learning. And I'm not scared to fail, because I don't fail. I don't ever lose because I learned something. But I don't have a fear of putting myself out there. I don't have a fear of knowing that I don't know, starting from the bottom. Even with this podcast and everything like that, I have only been growing. And there's certain things that I don't know, and other people's episodes may have different type of, bells and whistles and everything. Well, I'm learning. I'm always open to change. And that's what makes me different from my competition. That's my competitive advantage. I'm persistent. I'm aggressive. I'm adaptable. I can adapt. And with teaching taught me that. Because none of my classrooms was alike. All my classrooms was different. And not only that, in teaching, there's no days. No days are alike. They may have similarities from time to time, but no days are alike. And every day that I came in, I wanted to learn my craft. I wanted to learn my career. I wanted to master my career. And I had that mindset. And you can take this information and transfer it to your everyday life of having that mindset. Whatever it is that you're going to pursue, whatever career or field that you're going to pursue, have that mindset that you want to master it. You want to separate yourself from everybody else. You want to position yourself to win. That's one of the skills that I have learned. Now that I'm on the verge of mastering is positioning myself to win. I don't position myself to lose. I may don't get what I want, but I don't lose. I don't position myself to lose. Because I understand that so much out there against me. Why am I going to get on the side of the side that's against me? I want to strengthen the side that's with me. I want to strengthen myself. I want to prepare myself. So when the blows come, I be ready. And I can withstand it. That's why it's so important for you to position yourself to win in everything that you do. Not just one thing. Everything that you do. Show up in everything. I have got nominated for different awards. I have won some awards for teaching. And I'm proud of all of that. I have hundreds of letters of students thanking me for just spending their time to teach them. To spend the time just to talk to them. To spend the time to just open up to them. And I'm hoping that you listening to this video and you asking yourself, am I doing the best I can possibly do? Is this the best of me? And if it's not, and you in the position to improve yourself, continuously do it. The time is now. It's no other time but now. You don't have time, but you have time. If that makes sense. It makes sense. It's up to you. It's all about the perception. So you got time. But you don't got time. So I just want to say thank y'all so much for listening. Thank you so much for commenting. Thank you so much for subscribing. Sending that energy and everything like that. Because I'm just more than just in the United States. I'm global. It's people all around the world listening to me. And I want this message to go globally. I don't want it just to be in the United States. Because understand, sometimes a place ain't treating you right. Go somewhere else. Go to a place that people celebrate you and not tolerate you. And that's where I'm at. The area that I'm at, that I'm making these episodes, I get good play. But I get even more play across the world. And that's how it's supposed to be. And I want to thank you for helping me. I can't do all this on my own. With teaching was a collaborative effort. My skills. From my coworkers. From my family. From the internet. From the YouTubes. From the ancestors. To God. To my father. It's been a collaborative effort to get me in this position that I'm in now. And I'm very grateful. So I just want to say thank y'all so much. Subscribe, share the YouTube page. It's God Win. There you go. God Win. I still got the plans. I'm going to be creating even more plans to put you in the position, excuse me, where you can feel good. You can look good. So you can do good. And when you do good, guess what they go do? They go pay you good. And when you get paid good, when you have more money, you have more options. Where you can experience life. That's what it's all about. Experiencing life. Much love to you. Because you are God.